Hello, Facebook Ads people. I'm Konstantinos, and this is the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Hello, guys. I hope that you're doing well. Another podcast. So today, I will try to make this podcast short and stuff. It's not like we have anything crazy happening right now. Everybody's preparing for Black Friday. I can see that a lot of people are start running ads because the CPMs are rising. I'm still holding well on accounts, but if it continues like this in the next week, maybe you will see me crying about it. Today I wanted to cover some things that obviously with the way that I'm doing videos two every week and so on, I would like to touch these kind of things also, but it would be impossible. So most probably even if I do this video, it's going to go live 2-3 months later, which might mean that it's relevant. So I decided to add this content on my podcast. First of all, I would like to talk about the new feedback score, which I'm putting a print screen here. Something happened in the previous year, if I remember correct, it was summer. Most pages were having, good pages, were having 5 as score. Now, after what happened, which we don't know what happened, maybe they changed some of the rules or whatever, the score, the best score is 4.2. I have seen only one or two pages with 4.3, never 4.4. And as you can see here, they changed also the interface of how it looks. So now it has these things for the different months or different every week. Basically, it's changing. So it shows you your progress and so on, which is different from the previous one, which looks nice. Okay, but some things about the page score since we are talking about it. The way that they're defining this score is that after someone purchases, they actually send a question and they say, did you receive your product or not? This is why there's a set delivery time. And in order for you to go to this place, you need to go from your, I don't remember exactly how they name it. I think it's called, let me see, just a second. Yeah, it used to be called account quality. Now it's called business support home. And when you click to it, you will be able to see if you're an advertiser, several pages and stuff. If it's yours, you will see the page. And when you click on the page, under the page section, you will see the feedback score here. Some of you might not have any feedback score because you are a new advertiser and you still don't have many people bought from your store and stuff. But if you have several sales, you will be able to see this and your score. And then you can analyze each one of them, which is the account the quality of the service, it is shipping, it's all of that. In my experience, in all of the other accounts, the shipping is always bad. They are never happy with anything, I guess. If you have 4.2, don't worry about it. But let's discuss some things about the score. First of all, when you're having high shipping times, you need to set your delivery time, which is as you scroll down on the right side, you will see one small box that says set delivery time. You will need to set it up to the point that it's correct for Facebook to ask the question, because they are asking a question and they say, did you receive your product? And if somebody says no, then you're getting bad score. The thing here is this. I have seen companies getting destroyed by doing pre-sales. So they have a product which is out of stock. They say, hey guys, we will have a new stock in 1 month if you want to pre-order. Okay. And they were doing that, but they didn't change the delivery time. So people were getting asked, did you get the product? They couldn't have any other option of saying, no, we didn't get it because it was a pre-order and we wait for it for another month. And no, they have the option, yes or no. And they say no, because this is the truth. And you get a bad quality score. And if you are selling a lot because it's a bestseller and people are hyped and they wait for it, it might cause you issues. Another thing that I want to point out for the score is that it's very important to keep it in good levels because it is good quality traffic. And that being said, we talked a lot of times about ad accounts and how they need to have good quality traffic in order for you to get good results. As you can see here, it says on the bottom, your page might have its advertising restricted if the feedback score falls below the restriction threshold of 1. Okay, below that, on the 1, you get restricted. On below 2, they used to say in the previous one that you get penalized and you get less quality traffic. This is why we understood that if Facebook wants to give you bad quality traffic, you're not going to have good sales, and they are more than capable of doing that because they already have this built-in here for bad feedback score pages. So the same happens with your ad account. If your ad account doesn't have a lot of sales and credibility being used for years, or if we have, for example, payment failures which cause Facebook think that you are a threat or a bad account or whatever, or a bad advertiser, and they give you less quality traffic. I have seen that actually. Actually, I have one case right now, and I'm preparing one video to show you with data that before the payment failure, it was doing very well, and after the payment failure, it's actually struggling. So it's all of that. Something to look at, but not be fixated with. Let me tell you also that there are a lot of times that people don't have good scores, and there are people outside there, along with a lot of scammers, that they are increasing the scores by doing positive reviews and stuff. I don't know exactly how they do it, because I don't want to be involved in shady things about Facebook. But at the end of the day, if you have bad scores, it's not the end of the day. You can find companies out there that they can increase it for you, but be careful, because there are a lot of scammers that they promise that they can do and they don't do it. The second thing that I want to touch today is the Advantage Plus audience. Okay, because basically, what is Advantage Plus? Advantage Plus is an umbrella term which is all about AI giving solution to things. So we used to have CBO, Campaign Budget Optimization. They did it at Advantage Plus Budget. Basically, the AI is going to decide where the budget is going to go. We used to have automatic placements. They did Advantage Plus placements. The AI is going to decide. Now, they want to do Advantage Plus audiences. Basically, it's our targeting, the demographics, the interest, and all of that that we can use. And they have Advantage Plus Now audience. And they give you also the option to switch back to the other one. The thing here is this. I used it and I didn't like it at all. Okay, so basically it has this audience controller, as you can see, that you put the United States and all of that, and then Advanced Plus Audience, and it has the option switch to original audience option. I liked more the original. Also, I have saved audiences. In the new one, I couldn't find any way of having saved audiences. And here, basically, it proposed to do broad so that it can find on its own, as you can see in the audience suggestion. It's optional. But yeah, that indicates that we go more and more towards broad. I didn't like also the way that it was structured. I couldn't work well with it. I don't know, maybe because it's new. But I also used it and it didn't work better than the other. To be honest with you, it worked a little bit worse. Then you have a minimum age that you can put, exclude some custom audiences, and basically that's it. As you can see, you have the ages, the gender, all demographics over there. And to be honest with you, I don't use it. I just wanted to clarify this in one sentence, that I don't like it yet. Maybe it's going to become good in the future, but I don't like it yet. Another feature which I liked, but I couldn't see in this one, is that there are an account that basically you have the option to put one interest, and then it says we will start with this interest and then we will expand to a broader audience, which I liked, but I have never seen it again in another account. Most probably it was a test feature. Let's go to your questions. As I said, I don't want to make this podcast super long, because there are a lot of things that need to be done for Black Friday, and I'm video shooting also other videos about the channel and stuff, preparing stuff that you need to know about Black Friday. I hope that I'm going to help in that way. Question. So, it will be good to put lookalikes ad set and interest-based ad set into the same CBO campaign? Yeah, you can do lookalikes and interest in the same CBO campaign in different ad sets as long as they are within the same potential reach. So, the same rule applies here. If you have an audience of which has potential reach of 50 million and a lookalike of 1 million, then of course it's problematic. But if they're within the same range, yes, you can make them compete with each other. I'm not against that. Now, the next comment over here is it summarizes all I said about the bad periods, and I want us to read this together. So it says, hi everyone, this is a job from Upwork, by the way. We need an e-commerce marketing expert for marketing and content strategy advice. We're in the skincare niche and our company did 220K revenue in the last 4 months, but recently it has been doing downhill. What did we say? They had a good July, a very good August, and then, they say it also. In June and July and mid-August, we were profitable every day, 2-3 ROAS. With just a few unprofitable days, spending 1.1 to 1.8K on ads daily. When we spent more than that, it became unprofitable. During that time, we were selling heavily, mostly on one winning creative only. We are targeting 38 countries, including the US. So that was a good period for them. Even in a good period, they were doing mistakes like mixing together US with other countries. I don't know if they were doing it in the same campaign or not, but if they were, it was a mistake. Also, another mistake that I see is that a lot of times people, they have some very good months and they think that this is what they should get from Facebook. No, this is what you're getting in a very good month. You should see what you're getting in a bad month. You cannot expect to get from Facebook whatever you got in a very good month. The point is, how can you explain to people all of that? That there are bad periods and that you were just lucky for 1 month that not a lot of people were advertising and stuff. Of course, they are not ready to accept it. Since mid-August, our spending has gone down to 500 a day. Most probably you were touching your ads all the time. Because if it went to 500, it means that they were starting doing changes and stuff. The things that we were discussing that they shouldn't do. Now they have zero chances of recovering it. We're having a lot of unprofitable days and our ROAS is lower than 1.7 most days. We tried to replicate the winning creative script style and tone using multiple creators, but it didn't work. When we tested it, it wasn't profitable. Yes, because in these periods, you're not testing things, you're waiting. We are also try testing over 85 creators that weren't profitable. As I told you, in this period, people go crazy. They start doing changes here and there and there and there, but it makes things just worse. We conduct A/B testing. You will see he's doing things, but these things are not going to work. They're going to work when it's going to work for everyone, sadly. We conduct A/B testing regularly on our landing page, but our offer hasn't changed since the beginning. We tried multiple campaign setups like splitting the campaigns into winning ad sets and testing creatives, creating a campaign per country, a campaign that includes all countries, and a campaign that targets only the US and Canada. Most of the revenue generated during the last month came from Facebook ads. We tried Google, Pinterest, TikTok ads, but they weren't profitable. Our product is mainly used by women 30. We think that the winning creative basically fatigue. Then we have also that you are having bad results and then you start to go into the paranoia and you think that saturation, fatigue and all of that. It's not that. It's because it's a bad period. We tried to replicate it, but it didn't work. We have a pop-up email and SMS marketing set up by professional. We're also expanding into affiliate and influencer marketing. That's correct. Okay. So Facebook doesn't work for you. You move to other streams. That's totally healthy. But the recruiting takes time. Our AOV is 100. Our goal is to get to 2-3 ROAS daily from Facebook ads and scale higher than we were in July, mid-August. We're looking for someone who has been through a similar situation and got out of it. Who knows what might have caused it and who can help us get out of the situation by implementing a better creative creation or marketing strategy. So let me tell you what's going to happen here. Somebody is going to come and they are going to say, okay, I can fix it. They will try. If the bad period insists, they're going to fail. They're going to be fired. And when the good period comes, the person who is going to do the ads, just out of luck, but not because of his skill or his ads, just out of luck because the spirit is going to work. He's going to be the person that he's going to be credited that he managed to fix it. Okay. While it was fixed on its own. Crucial mistakes along the way, as you can see here, doing several changes, having this budget. Most probably if they waited a little bit and they didn't start all of these crazy changes, going from 1.8K to 500 per day and so on, it could have been different. Anyway, even if I had a discussion with them, most probably they would reject most of the things because they just think that, you know, having the perception that you can control Facebook is the most delusional thing that you can have in the world. It's like, it's like you ride a mythical creature, let's say a drake, okay? You have to respect the drake and you have to go with the drake flow. You cannot do whatever you want, okay? Facebook is not something that you can tame. You just live with it and you just try to understand it, interpret it, and you just try to go with it, okay? You just don't try to impose whatever you want to do with Facebook. It's not going to work like this. It's a wild beast. Let's go to the next one. Hello, Costadinos. What's your opinion on this? Meta launches new generative AI tools for advertisers. Yeah, let's discuss about that. I have a video with some talking about different backgrounds with AI that it was tested. It failed miserably. The AI was DALL-E AI program. It failed miserably. It didn't do well at all. I know that they're going to start using more and more AI tools. Do I believe that AI is going to replace the creatives? No. AI can replace all the other settings 100%, but not creatives. Background generation creates multiple backgrounds to complement the advertised product images, along with advertisers to tailor their creative assets for different audiences. The thing with that is that basically it changes the background. It's the one that I have tested. It failed miserably. It didn't do well. The traditional ones with a white background did better. It was doing some backgrounds with onyx and some backgrounds with a rock behind and stuff. You know, patterns. Patterns that they used to remind me of the backgrounds that we used to use on Windows Vista or XP. I never used Vista, but Windows XP, for example, the backgrounds that you were making some stupid seamless patterns, very old ones, it reminded me of these ones, but a little bit more sharp, you know, better. Image expansion seamlessly adjusts creative assets to fit different aspects, ratios across multiple surfaces, like features. This would be nice to take images or videos and just have one size and adjust them, because a lot of times there are people that they have just 9x16 and they don't even do the other placement. They do the other placements, but they don't have a square, for example, which is needed for feed. Allowing advertisers to spend less time and resources on repurposing creative assets, that would be amazing. If it works, that would be very nice. Text variation generates multiple versions of ad text based on this already exists. I have seen it. They create different inside the ads manager on advertisers' original copy, highlighting the selling points of the product service and giving them multiple text options to better reach the audience. This is going to work most probably because ChatGPT is what people are also using. What is not going to work is taking the headlines and adding them to stupid places and stuff, like we had a button like this in the ads and it didn't work really well. Productivity boost based on survey by Meta. Goldman said 50% of advertisers expect the tools to save them 5+ hours per week. We don't care about that. Coming soon. Meta plans to add even more generative AI features for advertisers, enhanced copy plus images. Meta will offer advertisers more ways to generate ad copy, highlight product selling points, or generate background images in minutes with tailored themes. We will have to see that, because also the images that are coming from Midjourney, they don't sell pretty well. But ChatGPT, for example, is working pretty well as a copy. AI messages, business will soon be able to use AI for business messaging on Messenger and WhatsApp and engage with customers, help with customer engagement support, unlocking instant conversational responses. Meta is currently testing these features with a small number of business in alpha and plans to scale it further next year. And Meta is thinking about a paid subscription for Europe, in which if you want the free service, you receive advertising, and those who pay do not receive advertising in addition to not using their data and targeted advertising. Okay, I understand that Meta already presented the proposal to EU regulatory bodies and they did not react negatively, since it would be a practice the same as that of the other platforms or services. In fact, they're based on a line from a German court that handed down a ruling recently. Finally, you can make a video about Facebook campaigns whose objective is interaction with messaging applications like WhatsApp and its implications in the US and results. Thanks, a big hug. A big hug also from me. Let me tell you that I will not do any video about messaging and stuff because it's not my field of expertise. I do mostly e-commerce, and we will keep it there in the e-commerce. And I do also lead generation. My strategies, they do apply to lead gen, but not to. I was doing ads actually for messaging and stuff, but you talk about you know, if I have 2 ad accounts for messaging, I cannot just do videos. But if I have 20 ad accounts, 30 for e-commerce, I can do videos because I do have more information. I don't want to create any videos that I'm not sure about what I'm talking about. Next one. Hey, Costantinos, really great videos. Thank you. And I'm learning a lot from you. That's the point. What I understand from your videos is that we need to start with interest targeting initially, then move to lookalike, then and ultimately to broad audience targeting as soon as possible. Please confirm if this approach is correct. It is correct. It's not necessarily the ideal solution to start with interest. Maybe you will start with broad and it's going to work and everything is going to be fine. And then you will not have to do anything else. The reason that I'm saying this is because a lot of times we tend to talk about broad and we do forget the new ad accounts. In a new ad account, maybe broad is not going to work for you. Now, throughout all of these years, the broad targeting is going to become better and better and better. And I do believe that eventually it's going to be the situation that you will have, for example, new ad accounts working immediately with broad targeting. And the AI is going to catch up and it's going to be able to work even with new ad accounts. But if it doesn't, that's what I want to point out. If it doesn't, just go with interest and go lookalikes. But as fast as you can, go to broad targeting, because broad targeting is going to help you scale more. And it's a better solution. At the end of the day, Advanced Plus is broad targeting. And it's a very good tool to use. That's what I was referring to. Next one. You're amazing, mate. Thank you. One quick question. When we can say it's the right time to close the campaign? Let's say we just create a campaign and 24 hours, no sales at all. Or the sales not good. So when is the time that we can say let's close our campaign? It's not about saying if you can close your campaign. It's about saying, is this campaign optimizable? That being said, in Advanced Plus, you know that we have the landing ad, as I said, in the way that we optimize our Advanced Plus campaigns. So you go there and you see that your landing ad is good with good ROAS. That's optimizable. You go there and you see that your landing ad is very bad, but you see that your 2 other ads below that in the spend, they are doing well. So you close your main and you keep the other 2. So it's not about, okay, this campaign is there in the first 24, 48 hours, it has bad ROAS. It doesn't mean that it cannot go to good ROAS. It's all about optimization. What's my videos about CPU optimization? What's my videos about Advanced Plus optimization? There are campaigns that they are optimizable. There are campaigns that they started bad, but you can keep the good ones, the good assets, and continue with that, and most probably it's going to work. So to me, it's not a question about when you are going to close it, but does it worth my time, effort, and money that I'm going to spend in order to optimize it? Because if you go in an Advanced Plus and you have all of your three main ads on the spend having bad ROAS, that means that most probably if you close all three of them, you start all over again. And maybe this is not ideal because it's just like a gamble. Okay, but if you have one Advanced Plus, as I said earlier, that it has a bad leading ad and two good ads after that, then okay, you say, okay, if I close the big one, the first one, the first spender, and the other two take all the budget, maybe it's going to work because they're already profitable. So that's the point of doing that. Of course, in CBO, it's a little bit more complex. But again, in order to answer this properly, I need to show you 1,000 different examples. And I have examples in my course, and I also have examples, if you cannot afford it, inside my videos about Advanced Plus optimization, about CBO optimization. So, yeah, I hope it answers it. Next one. Hey, Konstantinos, thanks again for responding to my questions. Sure. I have recently experienced some random ad rejections. Me too. And the thing with that is that it's getting it used to get worse and worse between July and August, but now it's getting better. I still have one account which is problematic. It says that the ads are rejected due to circumventing system policy, but every time I ask for an additional review, they get reapproved. That's good for you because it means that you're just getting flagged for no reason. For me, the same exact ads, because it's a crazy method, some of them they get reversed, some of them they get unchanged, which doesn't make any sense because it looks like it's a Pontius Pilatus solution, just somewhere in the middle, you know. I remember once I turned off one of the ads, it went through a review process again and got approved, yet it is still pretty annoying. Do you have any ideas on how to deal with this? Seems like a bug with Facebook algorithm. It is a bug that it's flagging a lot of ads again and again. The system that you are doing here with closing and opening is something that I used to do. In this ad account, sadly, it doesn't work anymore. But I used to do it a lot, and I was just doing that until it gets approved. You know, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, processing, processing, processing. Some of them were getting approved, some of them were getting disapproved. Now it doesn't work for me, but as long as you can do that again and again, go for it. You will get your ads approved. I know that it's more work, but what can we do? Next one. Hey, Konstantinos, so I've noticed when you turn on one of ads repeatedly, they go through a processing. What I said, once again, I did this a few times and a few of my reject ads got reapproved. If you continue doing it, all of them will get approved. However, I was concerned you can mess up the optimization after turning an ad off and on, or it shouldn't matter if it's scheduled for the next day. It doesn't matter at all. I have done it several times. Don't worry about it. And messing something that is not live yet, it's not something that you should be worried about. It's like you're telling me, oh my God, I put wrong ages, for example, for men and women. Instead of 18-40, I put 18-30. If you go and change it because it goes before it goes live, will it mess the optimization? No. But I get your point because it looks like you are hacking the system, but it doesn't. Let me tell you that there are meta reps that sometimes they do propose this kind of solution because you're not hacking the system. You're just trying to overcome a bad flagging of the algorithm, basically. I used to be afraid, for example, of getting banned. Nothing happened when I was doing that and approving like this my ads. I didn't have any other solution, so I was doing it anyway and never got banned or whatever. Hi, Konstantinos, could you please clarify? Of course, don't use any automation tool to do it all together and stuff. Try to do it in a more relaxed way, slowly and stuff. Don't just be on it trying to do it super fast because Facebook might think that you're using a program or something. Hi, Konstantinos. Could you please clarify some of these questions? Why did you put 108 days per... Why did you put 108 days purchases and also 179 days purchases? Aren't they almost identical? And top 25% is referring to what metric? Thanks and grateful that I'm learning more and more from you. Thank you. So you got me there. Look, for people like me that we work for a lot of years on the Ads Manager, you cannot imagine how superstitious and paranoid we are becoming year by year. This is coming from a video, I believe, which is about stack lookalikes. Most probably this person has seen in the list that they have a lookalike of 10% for purchases 108 days, but also purchases 179 days. It's not something that I do on purpose. Don't think that it's a crazy hack or anything like that. It's just a superstition. So after 6-7 months, most probably in this account, I have done it again. This is how I know. Most probably after 6-7 months, I went to this account and I felt like these audiences, for example, the custom audience that I created for purchase 180 days, even if Facebook says that they are being refreshed, I'm using them for 8-9 months. Do I trust Facebook? Yeah, okay. They say that they are being refreshed, but what if they don't? So I created another purchase for 179 days just to distinguish them. And then when I did the stack lookalikes, I said, okay, let's throw the 180 days lookalike and the 179 days lookalike. It's pure superstition and it's pure getting paranoid and it's pure all of that, you know, because I just, it's not because I had bad results or anything. It's because I felt like, how can I minimize the risk against Facebook being, against Facebook lying to me, for example, okay? It's a stupid thing and don't do it. It's not necessary. I just do it to feel well for me, you know, just to exclude some possibilities of having an issue, for example, with my custom audiences. The top 25% is referring to the top 25% visitors. When you create a custom audience and you go to the website custom audience, you will see visitors by time spent and you will have the option for 5%, 10% and 25%. The top 25% is this one, a website visitors. That's all with your questions. Let's go to one of the best freelancer diaries that I have found in a very long period, which I loved. It's called Facebook Page Hacker, and this amazing person is posting a job asking this: "Hello, need someone to hack some Facebook pages and provide me the logins for the pages so that I can run it. I have some competitors' Facebook page that I need to take down and take over for my project. Only serious hackers who can show results." Okay, so we need hackers that they can show that they can hack other people. And this person doesn't want to create something on his own. He just wants to steal other people pages and just take them over for his project. By the way, even if you take over the pages, people are going to report you and they're going to ban the pages. It's not like you're winning anything out of it. So that's all I had about the freelancer diaries and everything. I hope that you liked the video, and I hope that you're preparing for Black Friday, and I'm going to see you in the next one that we are going to talk most probably a little bit more about Black Friday. So bye. This was the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Like it or not, it is what it is.